And we start our sports off with You Bet Your Bottom Dollar.
And the pitch. Driven deep. To left center field. There it goes. Signature moment. See ya. A two-run home run. A walk-off. And the Yankees win 7-5.
He hit that ball so hard it dented one of the signs and bounced back on the field after going 450 feet. And that's the way the game ended. I went to sleep before that happened, though, because I just couldn't stay awake. Good morning there, Mike.
In real sports yesterday, yeah. We have an MVP in our area. Yeah. Taylor Hall won the MVP in hockey.
All right, congratulations.
If this was a Skanky winning an MVP or somebody else in another league winning an MVP, it would be blasted all over the furnace. Because it's the NHL and because it's a devil, it's not. Taylor Hall played tremendous last year for the Devils, and I said he had a shot to win the MVP because as he went, the Devils went. Just a tremendous achievement by him winning an MVP on a team that was a first-round exit in the playoffs. So all the big names in hockey stepped aside last night, and to give way to another big name now, Taylor Hall's an MVP in the NHL.
All right. I could come back and play Gary Sanchez's tying home run.
And I could hang up.
Well, you give as good as well as you get.
Well, why don't we hear Tiger Woods cursing on his side when he hits another ball in the ocean? Let's hear that, too.
Well, the golfers curse all the time nowadays. Well, it's not just
and,
Tiger.
We should have heard when Houston went to Houston last year and swept the Yankees the last two games of the year and shut them out. I think they shut them out both games.
And if you
I
remember,
could have heard that,
if
but
you
we
remember,
didn't hear that.
Yes, you most certainly did. I played the song Houston both times.
You played
the
song Houston. You didn't play any of the bombs that Houston hit off the Yankee pitching.
We didn't hit many bombs off the Yankee pitching.
They hit enough to win.
Yes, but not Stantonian.
That's all right. I'm going to get a new computer. I'll fix you up.
You stop crying. You nail me plenty of times. Come on.
I'm not crying.
You nail me plenty of times.
I will nail you again when the Yankees
right.
get eliminated from the playoffs.
That's it. There you go. There's always payback.
Yep.
There's always payback.
Remember, he who laughs last laughs best.
Hey, I laugh a lot, and you know what? I sleep very good whether the Yankees win or lose.
I sleep fine, especially when they lose.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me, but I like to see them when they can win. And I like exciting moments. And that was an exciting moment last night.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? The Yankees are now two games ahead of the Red Sox.
What day is today?
Today's Thursday, June 21st.
You know, let me know what happened September 21st. You still got 3 months of baseball to play.
Just remember your prediction, though.
What's that?
The Yankees.
I said the Yankees would run away with the East, so all of this is anticlimactic for me. None of it means anything.
Then why are you fighting it?
Because it's like stating the obvious. It's like saying, oh, the Italian army is going to beat the Ethiopians. Who cares? It's the obvious. If the Yankees don't win the East, it should be a story, not if they win the East, because in my opinion, they're heads and shoulders above every other team in the division.
All right. Let's move on to other sports. Where else do you want to go?
We can stay with baseball. The Mets did it again last night.
Yeah. Break up the Mets? Did they win?
No, of course not. What do you think I meant by they did it again?
Because the last I saw the Mets, they were winning big in that game.
They were winning, I think, 6-4 like or something?
No, 6-2.
It was they lost 10-8.
Oh, my God. 6-2 they were winning.
No, they were never winning 6-2.
Yeah, I was watching that stupid MLB
show. They were
show.
Losing 6-4, and then they were winning 8-4.
Well, maybe I saw that they were winning 8-4. Maybe that's what I saw. But I knew they were winning big. I just thought, okay, well, the Mets are going to win again.
Nah.
Wow. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the good news for them, I think, didn't Miami lose as well, so Miami didn't pick up a game on them?
What good news? Who cares about picking up games? If you don't finish in first, you're an also-ran. Who cares?
Yeah, but you don't want to be finished behind Miami.
Well, we said that was possible.
Yeah. They're four games.
The Mets are awful. Yeah. The Mets, I watched in real baseball last night.
North Carolina
got eliminated, which is a shocker.
Okay, the Mets are 20-39, by the way, since they opened the season.
Who cares?
Okay.
North Carolina, who was one of the favorites to win the College World Series, got beat last night by Oregon State, and they were winning the game last night 6-3 and wound up getting beat 11-6. So two of the Goliaths from college baseball world, Texas and North Carolina, are gone. Arkansas and Mississippi State, the two undefeated, they play. Why do they play Oregon, Mississippi State? I don't understand that. How come the two undefeated aren't playing? That's weird. They're playing beaten teams. That's new in this tournament. Oregon State plays Mississippi State Friday, and Florida plays Texas Tech today in the loser's bracket. They used to have the two winners playing each other to see who gets automatically into the finals, but it doesn't look like they're doing that again this year. That's weird. Oregon State plays Mississippi State Friday, and the winner of today's game of Florida and Texas Tech plays Arkansas tomorrow night. So moves along, and the finals will start on Monday night. So I will be watching baseball Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and it will not be professional yet.
All right. Now, just to make you feel a little bit better, okay, just to make you feel a little bit better, this is the Houston Astros opening, okay, the bottom half of the sixth inning last night. Here they are.
Back-to-back-to-back homers.
This ball's driven deep to left center field. George Springer all the way back and gone. Astros lead this game 2-1. Didn't fool him on that one. 0-2 pitch. Springer hits his team-leading 15th home run of the year. And Bregman hits it high in the air and deep to left field. Smith is looking up. Kiss it goodbye. Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Back-to-back jacks for the Astros. First Springer, now Bregman. 3-1 Astros.
Well, this game has certainly turned, and now that's the 31st consecutive game in which Bregman has reached base.
That ball's crushed! 3 in a row! Another one on the train tracks! For the second time tonight, train 27 has just left Union Station. It's been more than 10 years since the...
There you go, okay?
Yeah, that still stinks. That just shows you that the ball that they're hitting was the same one I was hitting yesterday playing golf.
Right. So did you, how drunk did you get yesterday?
I didn't get drunk. I was too hot.
That's too hot. That's right. How was your golf?
As good as expected. I didn't lose a ball a hole, so I was all right.
All right. That's not bad then. If you can keep it under that, you're doing all right.
It was mission accomplished. I had a bunch of Miller Lights, and I had a lot of laughs with my friends and couldn't care less about playing that meaningless sport.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see how our teams do.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.